Assault weapons ban moves forward. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In a late evening vote, the House Judiciary Committee has passed an assault weapons ban and sent it to the House floor with a recommendation for passage. The bill would ban the manufacture, sale, or transfer of semi-automatic weapons that can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition and have certain so-called military features like barrel shrouds. North Carolina Republican Congressman Dan Bishop telling Fox's The Ingram Angle.
Facing the conditions in cities where there's disorder and crime, the defunding of police, and more people are concerned and want to have weapons for protection, but Democrats want to ban them. And once they ban these, it's clear they're going to come for more.
Congressman Bishop got Judiciary Committee Chair Congressman Jerry Nadler to admit the point of the bill is to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States, which was specifically barred by the Supreme Court's 2008 Heller decision. Federal prosecutors have rested their case against former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon, charged with contempt for failing to comply with a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. What the White House had said would be action on climate change by the president Wednesday was actually a promise of future action.
Democrats in Congress have urged the president to declare a climate emergency and unlock sweeping executive actions. President Biden says there is a climate crisis, and in the weeks ahead, he will turn those words into official government action.
Through the appropriate proclamations, executive orders, and regulatory power that a president possesses.
In Massachusetts, the president highlighted offshore wind energy at a closed coal-fired power plant.
Fox's Jared Halperin, a lightning strike at an Army base in Georgia has killed one soldier, left nine others injured. Wall Street higher Wednesday. The Dow gained 47 points. NASDAQ up 184 points. The S&P 500 closed 23 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
88 million people in the United States remain under excessive heat warnings or heat advisories as the heat wave continues.
There's a large area spreading along the East Coast, all the way from Boston down to South Carolina. There's another area across the South from Oklahoma into Mississippi, Alabama. And then there's also some areas across the Southwest, which are typically very hot this time of year.
It's meteorologist Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service, who says the mercury will flirt with 100 degrees in Washington, D.C. for each of the next 4 days. A federal investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings is reportedly heating up.
Sources telling Fox News that the federal investigation into the younger Biden and his tax affairs have reached a, quote, critical stage, with officials said to be looking into whether or not the son should be charged with various tax violations, possible foreign lobbying violations, and much more. Hunter Biden has been under federal investigation since 2018, that according to a source familiar with the matter. A separate source, by the way, tells Fox that a federal grand jury looking into Hunter's business dealings wrapped up its latest term late last month, the investigation being conducted by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a prosecutor appointed by former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Kevin Cork in St. Louis, a conviction in the trial of a man accused of killing a retired police officer.
Stephen Cannon was found guilty of first-degree murder and four other charges in the death of retired Captain David Dorn on June 2, 2020. The 77-year-old was shot during a night of violence following the killing of George Floyd. Dorn went to investigate alarms going off at a friend's pawn shop and fired warning shots after encountering looters. Prosecutors say Cannon fled the store, then walked to a nearby corner and deliberately fired 10 shots at Dorn. Defense attorneys argued there was no evidence or credible witnesses to link Cannon to the crime. The 26-year-old will receive a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.